The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, baby. It's 6 after 7 today. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are running, streaming wild at KCNR1460.com.
Are we running?
You want to say streaming live
and then running wild or
running
streaming.
We are screaming wild at KCNR1460.com. You know, I slept like a baby last night.
Me too.
Anyway.
It's nice. I think at 9 o'clock we went boom.
Baby. Yeah. Hey, what's weather look like?
Currently 46 degrees in the downtown studios. Good morning, everybody, on this Monday. It is the 22nd. Can you believe it? We have just two more Mondays in the month of February. Sunny today with our highs of 70. Beautiful day to be outside tonight. Mostly clear with 44.
But really, we only have one.
Well, I mean, after today.
We have this one. We have one more.
Yeah.
So, two.
Let's not argue about this.
Okay, goodbye.
All right.
Good night.
Good night. I'm going to clock you. Good night. Tuesday, high of 71. Tuesday night, 43. What's that? You're looking at the moon.
Here's one for you, baby. Right to the moon. Yeah.
Wednesday, mostly sunny with temperatures around 72. Wednesday night is 46. As we go to Thursday, 75 degrees.
You know what? It's here.
I know. Can you feel it, too? The little buds blooming.
Yeah.
Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Each and every time we read the paper here on KCNR, Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Bad Bob, you have got an update on the
Shasta Lake continuing to gain ground. We are now at 992 feet above sea level at the surface of the lake. That means 75 feet to the top.
Wow. I tell you what, you know, remember what it looked like this time last year?
Yeah. The bathtub ring was depressing.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, you know, you could slide. You had to take a ski board or skis to get down to the water.
Yeah.
Because you go down the mud and everything. Anyway, good morning, everybody. It's Monday. A lot of things going on this weekend. So much stuff had happened. Gosh.
Can we just say, I mean, I feel so honored, Carl. Friday night at this very special awards banquet.
The Shasta County Veterans Affiliate Council was on Friday night, completely sold out.
Veterans Affiliate
Council.
CVAC. And so all different kinds of organizations were honored. In fact, long due, the Patriot Guard Riders.
Patriot Guard Riders won the Group of the Year. That these are groups or individuals that support the veterans and veteran groups. The individual of the year for the CVAC, individual of the year was Mike Gutierrez. Mike's a former Marine and does so much in this town for all the veterans. And was one of the main movers in that gazebo, getting that gazebo built down in the park down there. And also group of the year, of course, PGR. The Patriot Guard Riders who show up at all of these funerals and everything. They're a different group from the Missing in America Project. However, most of them, it's kind of really cross-pollinated in many ways. But again, a super, super, super group down there.
And I was sharing the story that when you first came from up from San Diego as you were retiring, your first time renting a car and driving in to Redding area, you were at the outlets, the Patriot Guard Riders, and it had been raining, and all of a sudden, and it was cold, and all these, I don't know what, 30 guys come on their bikes and meet you, salute you, hold a flag up, give you a coin, and that was your introduction into thank you, sir, for your service. It was, I had never experienced anything like that. I was completely touched.
I met Dave the Indian. and he's been a part of our life ever since.
And the long rider.
Didn't have the long rider then, and a guy named Sunshine, who was from Britain, who shows up wearing, I mean, it is absolutely freezing out there. He wears, comes up, rides up wearing a leather vest, and that's it, no shirt. And it was just like, oh, these are tough guys up here.
I do want to do
Bruce
a shout.
Bruce Compton.
Absolutely. I want to do a shout out to Ray, who made the call and got the guys to come. So thank you for that.
And
but that leads into.
And well, let's talk about Vince Stevenson, the guy that heads up CVAC, and how he put all this together. It was a committee, and Dick Fighton. My gosh, Dick Fighton was everywhere.
Love him.
I mean, Dick Fighton was everywhere. I saw it. Turn around, there's Dick.
He's a champ.
I go to the other end. There's Dick. I go to the bathroom. There's. Well, anyway, you get the idea. Okay. The. I know. I almost blew it. Okay. The here it was Dick Fighton. A big shout out to Dick Fighton too for everything he did. But Vint, man, you, you know, you were the one that's behind this. Of course, Senator Maurice Johannesson was our speaker, and talked about the battle we've got. And one of the things that Vince Stevenson was talking about was CVAC is a different type of nonprofit. It's a nonprofit that can get into politics and in how we veterans, Bob, me, all of us, we veterans have got to get together and take a good look at who we elect in these offices. Are they out there to want to protect our country? Are they there to make sure the veterans are will get the benefits that they've earned? Are they the ones? You know, are these the type of people we want to have in our leadership positions, our elected positions that are there to help our country and to make right decisions? We as veterans, we are a strong voting bloc, my friends. Think about this: one in every five voters is a veteran, and that veteran probably has some kind of sway on other people in his life, too. It doesn't mean everybody has to be in lockstep, but it does mean that we all should be concerned about what's happening to veterans. All right, that's CVAC.
And then let's please share with everybody what we were so honored Friday night banquet at the end of the dinner, the evening, the beautiful evening.
During the award ceremony.
We were honored with the President's Award.
We were. And it was a complete surprise. He asked me for some information about you, and I thought he said, if you're introducing during the national anthem, and I go, okay, all right. Because I didn't know what was going on.
And he asked me, good sneaky little guy.
Yeah,
he asked me information about you, and I told him about, you know, that you like to chomp on a stogie when you clean your gun in the sun, and how sweet you are to Elk Killer.
Okay. Well, you know what?
And you're a very good grandfather, father, and husband.
None of that, of course.
No, it was never mentioned.
It was never mentioned. But the honor, and I don't want to talk about it because, frankly, you know, now we're talking about us. But thank you so much for the honor.
Thank you.
Thank you, CVAC, for the honor. This is a great community, and we love this community, and we love the veterans here. Veterans deserve everything that they have earned and more. So anything that we can do, always. Anyway, okay. Hey, you know what else? Both of us are bright-eyed and bushy-tailed this morning because we slept pretty good. And this portion of the show is brought to you our friends over at Sleep Number. You know, my sleep number now is 85.
Really went up again.
No, it went down to 85. It was at 90. I had it at 90 for a long time. Eighty-five is feeling pretty good.
See, I would never. See, I don't know that except for the fact that when we leave in the morning, we have a dual control. So I put it up to 100 because they recommend that you after you sleep, you put it up to 100. So just in case there's no, like, foam memory, because there is foam on the top of the bed, because, of course, it has air.
Foam memory in the air pockets.
In the air pockets, too, right. So I bring them up to 100 when I make the bed in the morning. So I switch around. I don't even know. I know you put mine down.
You
just kept mine at 40. Yep, I was at 55 for the longest time, so I kind of fluctuate.
Right. Anyway, now, how much is good night's sleep worth? Well, I tell you what. I was shooting all weekend and teaching, and we'll talk about that in a little bit, too. Concealed carry classes, and there was even an article in the local news about it. But you can't get a better night's sleep than you can on Sleep Number. It's rated number one in the United States by Consumer Reports. Made in America. It's guaranteed. I can't even begin to tell you how well you sleep on this. And right now, during this time frame, you can get a super, super, super deal. You can save 50% on a limited edition bed, plus queen C2 mattresses are now under $600. That's right. All of this right now at Sleep Number. Head on over to the Target Shopping Center. Go in there and see Brian Janis. Say, I want to lay on the bed and show me how it's going to have me sleep better. And I trust me, they will. We've had ours for over 2 years. It's great. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back in a minute, 7:17 in the morning. We're going to come back and talk about everything.
NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Reading. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Reading can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
For the past 17 years, the Shasta Land Trust has served our community by conserving significant places in far northern California that protect water quality, working agricultural ranches, and wildlife habitat. The Shasta Land Trust invites you to its annual Wild Ways kickoff on Saturday, February 27th. Join us to support local land conservation. You will be treated to delicious food featuring Prather Ranch beef, local wines, and craft brew. Visit the website at ShastaLandTrust.org or call the office at 241-7886. The Shasta Land Trust, protecting the places people love for future generations to enjoy.
CareNet Pregnancy Center of Northern California is hosting a community-wide free event on Friday, March 4th at Reading Christian Fellowship Church from 6 to 8:30. Join us for a beautiful evening of worship, presentations from our team, client stories, an open mic for Q&A, as well as a call to action. If you have a heart for celebrating life in our community, we love for you to partner with us at this event. Please RSVP at carenetnorcal.org/upcomingevents. Call 530-246-7075.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. It is 7:20 in the morning here on the 22nd of February 2016. 46 degrees right now, going up to 70.
Okay, can I just...
Yeah, you can go for
it. All right. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Back. Well, this is just something that because, you know, we think about... In fact, I just talked about it yesterday. Everything happens at the doggy park. You talk with people across the board always there. We talk about just topical things come up, one of which, one of the gals there is from Kalamazoo.
Wow.
She said, I just heard about these shootings. Of course, I'm up there and I don't know anything about it yet. And she said, you know, I started thinking about my sisters, my family. I have a bunch of family there. Okay, and then that switches around in my mind. And we've talked about Uber. Uber now just released, of course, that Uber, there's going to be four or five drivers in the Reading area. I'm curious to know what kind of background check happens with drivers, because, I mean,
supposedly they do a background check
okay.
on the drivers. They also say they can't be armed. Now, this guy in Kalamazoo, Michigan, in between taking people from spot to spot.
I know, this is just weird.
He would shoot people.
Yeah, and here's the thing.
Not his passengers, though. He didn't shoot his passengers.
It says Jason Dalton, a 45-year-old Uber driver, is expected to be arraigned on murder charges today after allegedly killing six people in a shooting rampage. Authorities say Dalton randomly shot eight people in three locations in Kalamazoo, Michigan, Saturday evening as he drove around and perhaps even picked up fares. Dalton had no criminal history and lived with his wife and their children, ages 15 and 10. The tragedy is also a black eye for Uber, whose drivers have been accused of kidnapping, rape, assault, and theft involving their passengers since the company was founded in 2010.
Now, well, here's the deal. That's a good question, then, is what kind of background checks do they do on these drivers? Because, see, I guess, Bob, you get into this. You've talked about Uber, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Uber is somebody you just call Uber.
And well, actually, it's an app on your phone.
Okay, an app on your phone.
You don't pick up the telephone.
Okay.
It's all done through the app. The driver has an app, and then the with geolocation, if there's an Uber driver near you, they route them to you, and you pay with your credit. You don't give the driver money. You pay via your credit card through the app, and then the driver is paid directly into his account from Uber after
right.
they skim their 15%.
There's no cash. There's no cash transaction, but people have – I've heard nothing but rave reviews. Now, this is just a sidebar because, obviously, this guy – it's such a creepazoid story because earlier –
this guy decides to go De Niro.
Yeah, he did. And here's the thing is that he was like captain of the football, co-captain of the football team, married his high school sweetheart. Just this – like, what happened – what switch – was there any indication of a guy that could possibly have a switch to go off?
I wonder if he was on prescription meds, and if he was, what kind? And here's another person.
Interesting.
Ted, here's somebody says, I have already driven with Uber in Reading, really nice kid,
yeah,
and used them in Nashville.
No, people rave about Uber, and here's the thing is that they go, you don't have to wait 20 minutes for a taxi. I mean, I know it's really cutting into, to any taxi companies, but imagine Washington, New York, some of the other ones. These are just people who are, normal citizens.
Now, do you go to Uber and they'll tell you how much it's going to be?
I'm not sure about that.
It must be.
Bob would know. I can look it up.
They must set that up. They must set that up beforehand. Okay, you're going to go from here to there. Bob, do they do this? Is when you go to Uber, do you say, okay, I want to go to this spot, and then Uber tells you how much it is, and then they take it, right?
Yeah,
doesn't say anything.
Right. The negotiation is all done through the company.
Because yeah. I heard somebody, the Uber driver ripped me off. Well, how could they rip you off if you've already paid?
Yeah, it's all done through the app. By the way, a caller who did not wish to go on the air said that there was no criminal background, no history of any kind on this guy. So if they had done, even if Uber is doing their due diligence, mm-hmm. there were no red flags on this guy.
So you got to when we dig deeper in, we'll find out what could possibly.
I'm telling you, there's got to be. He's got to have been on meds or something. He just wouldn't have just. Anyway, he might have. Okay. All right, let's move on. Anyway, Uber. That is not a. Uber driver kills six in Michigan. Uber opens in Reading. Okay.
Well, Uber's been operating now for, a couple years?
Yeah. Would you equate this to former Marine does XYZ?
Right.
Oh, yeah. Same thing.
Yeah.
You know, they don't talk about the hundreds of thousands of other Uber drivers out there, pretty nice people. Okay. As long as we're talking about tech, let's talk about Apple and government.
Oh, my gosh.
I have an analogy
headline.
For you.
Four headlines today.
Yeah. Here's an analogy for you.
Okay.
I'm a landlord. I've been fortunate, and I have 500 houses that I own. One of the inhabitants in one of my houses is a robber and a bad guy. The cops want to get into his house. It's not that they just want to get into his house. They also want keys from me for all the rest of the homes I own. all those other 500 homes.
Yeah.
So not just don't give me the key for this one. I want the keys to all of the homes, just in case they do something wrong.
And once you create the master key, then anyone, anywhere, eventually will figure that key out. Once you create a keyhole, the locksmith goes to work.
They're saying now is that they can do it and that Apple can keep the technology and all this. But once it's cracked, you're saying once it's cracked, even if Apple in their dungeons of their dungeons of where they figure all this stuff out, even if they do it in there and they crack it, it's going to get loose.
I have a name for you.
How can they do that?
The Rosenbergs in the 1950s.
Okay, all right. I understand that. There are a lot of people out there. It's like, you know, the chemtrails. Why doesn't anybody say anything about chemtrails? Okay. But this is now, see, here's the danger in this one, is the government is saying we might be able to save lives on this. Oh, now Apple CEO is going, well, you know what, I really would like to help, but you're asking me to give you the keys to the kingdom here, to the government. And frankly, I'm not sure that the government is the ones to have the keys to the kingdom.
Yeah.
At least not right now.
It irritates me that I find myself on the side of the ACLU on this.
I know.
Well, there, you know, headlines are all over today. Encryption battle. Apple refuses FBI order to create backdoor to the iPhone. You know, FBI, it's saying let's take a deep breath with the Apple controversy. Ex-CIA chief, Apple is right on iPhone backdoors.
Yeah. There's also a First Amendment issue. The government it wants to tell this software company what will be in their product.
Yeah. Well, ex-NSA chief backs Apple on this. That was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
$6 from the Harley shop to Hilltop. $6.
Oh.
No, we're still looking at what they're saying about the Uber driver on this thing, too, as other questions are coming in. Okay, a couple other things here. The library. I mean, we've got so much to talk about. A non-scientific survey of the library. It's front page. Two-thirds of the library visitors that are in the library are homeless people. Yeah, two-thirds of them. And if you go by the library, especially lately, there are numerous people of they appear to be homeless or transients are sitting right there out in front of the library, or they're in groups of people outside the library.
Mm-hmm.
And the library says, well, you know, yes, you know, they're here to use the computers, the books, the internet, and they use the internet. And by the way,
check the security on the cars.
By the way, they're looking at pornography on the internet at the library.
Free speech.
I just want to know where your tax dollars are
paid
going.
For by your tax dollars.
Paid for by your tax dollars.
Another interesting.
I guess I have a need to know.
Yeah. Another interesting cluster spot.
No, let's just think about this for a second. You got pornography on the library computers, and I asked. I thought it was a joke. I thought no, and then somebody said no. They can try to restrict it to an area, but yeah, they can do that.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering is how much money are we spending? Do we need to spend more money on a homeless shelter if we've got everybody heading in this way?
Yeah.
You know, use bathrooms.
And are there kids wandering around that computer section?
That's the other thing there, too. You know, I could be totally wrong about this, and I hope that if somebody on the library board or something like says, no, Carl, you know, that's been changed, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Anyway,
the library board's going to meet Monday. I don't know. Library board's meeting Monday to talk about this. Now, it is an unscientific when I say that. Somebody went over and asked all these people. However, they have said, other library employees have said that a lot of the people come in there. Now, they're trying to figure out is how they can reach out and get these people and help them, get them into programs, those kind of things. They said only 15 of the 100 homeless surveys said they actually sleep in the library.
I have to say, I did walk into the men's room at the library once, and here's some guy taking a sponge bath.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's like, okay.
Almost 60 out of the 100 people, out of 145 surveyed, 100 of them were out. So almost 60 were staying at a shelter, while about 30 were living on the streets. So they're going to have a library board meeting at 5:30 p.m., and this will be taken up. And this non-scientific survey, along with a wider scientific poll of area residents in a new location for the Burney Library, will be taken up by the Reading Municipal Library Board at its 5:30 meeting.
You know what I saw in downtown Portland was these outdoor restrooms for the street people, but the way they were designed, the bottom about 15 inches or so were open.
Yeah.
So it was not a totally, so you could actually walk by and you could see if there were multiple people in there or somebody or something going on, but it allowed privacy.
How high up did it go?
Well, it was a complete enclosure from there up to protect from the elements, but the bottom section was open to view.
Even the toilets? I mean, even the sit-downs?
If somebody was sitting, you'd just see their feet.
Huh.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah. Now, does that imply that if somebody is in there, could somebody slide a camera underneath and do whatever, which is a creepy
thing? I don't think that makes that big a difference here, but these are outdoor bathrooms people can use. Yeah. Okay, 7:31 or more, let's take a quick break. Carl and Linda Bond.
All right, we'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
While most of Shasta County still has hours before their day begins, the bakery staff at Orchard Nutrition Center is wide awake and beginning their day. Each morning they arise well before the dawn to start about their task of creating fresh, wholesome, nutritious baked items. Why do we do what we do? Sabrina, the Orchard Nutrition Center bakery manager, has been the culinary heartbeat of the bakery department since 2003. Sabrina, along with bakery clerk Kathleen, used the freshest ingredients available to create a variety of freshly baked breads, muffins, cookies, scones, and an abundance of baked gluten-free and vegan items every day. Great detail is taken to ensure that every item meets the strict Orchard Nutrition Center guidelines for taste, nutrition, and freshness. At Orchard Nutrition Center, our staff is like family, and our customers are our friends who come back again and again because we truly believe we're all in this together. We love seeing the smiles on our customers' faces. So when people ask, why do we do what we do? That's why. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store.
Hi, I'm John Scape, owner of Properties by Merit. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmerit.com or call today, 338-2112.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
How about some traditional Mexican food for Second Tuesday dinner in March, Abby?
I love authentic Mexican food. We must be going to Mazatlan Grill.
That's right. With their welcoming, friendly staff and fiesta-like atmosphere, you can start with tableside guacamole made to your liking and sizzling fajitas and so much more to choose from.
Please join us on Tuesday, March 8th at Mazatlan Grill as they graciously donate a portion of the proceeds to Haven Humane Society to help them care for the stray, abused, and unwanted animals as they look to place them in loving homes.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Monday, the 22nd of February, 46 degrees out there, going up to 70 today. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Mighty Fine Foods. Yes. Our friends out there at 299 and Deschutes Road, Kyle and Ed DeFore, father-son. Well, that would be the son-father. team that run this full deli and butcher shop, breakfast, lunch. You have it all. It's the world's largest convenience store or the world's smallest supermarket. Over 250 different kinds of beers. That's what Bob tells me. He's gotten the 246. He hopes Kyle keeps searching more. He's getting into the, I think, what, you're getting into the Eastern European beers at this point, aren't you, Bad Bob?
I have to go out there, though. I find out if they have just a rack, or do they have a beer cave?
No, they have beer everywhere. Yeah, I mean, it's just great out there.
Did you say beer cave?
Yeah.
But yeah,
it's
beer cave.
One-stop shopping out there.
Like the Bat Cave.
Mighty Fine Foods. Okay, and by the way, Kyle has a great sports show on Tuesday nights right here at 6 p.m. on KCNR 1460. All right, we're with Ann Murphy.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ann.
Hello.
Okay, we are very excited to have you here to talk about your Wild Ways kickoff.
Yes, we're very excited. This is our 13th annual Wild Ways kickoff fundraiser. This fundraiser for us literally kicks off a whole season of small fundraisers that we carry on throughout the rest of the year. Great little activities from exploring some of our protected properties, bike rides on the Great Shasta Rail Trail, tours of some wineries, the Parkville Cemetery, all kinds of great events that we've got coming up this year.
Well, before we go there, this is the Shasta Land Trust. And, you know, new faces, new beginnings, 2016. Share with our listeners, what is the Shasta Land Trust? What is it all about?
Sure. We're a 501c3 local nonprofit, and it's our mission to preserve the beautiful places that surround us here in the far northern part of California. And we work with a lot of private landowners, communities, all willing folks that really want to see their properties protected. And maintained that way on and on and on. So we work with a lot of area ranchers who want to make sure that their ranches can be intact and protected so they can pass that legacy on to their children and grandchildren, which is an important part of our local foods economy. We have other landowners that really just love their properties. Many of them have been on them now for a couple of generations in their families and want to make sure they still have that peace of mind knowing the property is going to look that way for their kids and grandkids to enjoy.
So preservation is key, mm-hmm. not developing.
Exactly. And we work with folks using a tool called a conservation easement, which is something that a lot of folks don't quite understand. But what it is, it's an agreement between the land trust and the landowner, and it's something that's just worked out between the two of us. We negotiate and try to get a landowner's goals of their property, how they're using it, what the property supports. Does it have, you know, working agricultural lands? Does it have oak woodlands, timber? Are there streams and water running through the property? So we work with the landowner to try and realize those long-term goals of their property and then protect it and basically prevent future development on the property in terms of cookie-cutter lots and that
right.
sort of thing. But there can actually be some limited development on the property if, you know, a family wants to make sure their kids have a reserved home site someday.
Like, say, 5 acres if you've got a, you know, okay,
yep.
I get that.
Absolutely.
So how did you get involved with the Shasta Land Trust?
I have been working in the land conservation field for about 18 years now, primarily all over the Midwest and a little bit nationally. And I was looking basically to come west. It's in my blood. I think I need to be out here. Go west, young woman. Exactly. And I heard about this great opportunity in Redding, California, and I had to pull out a map. I had no idea where Redding
really?
Was located. But
so
it seemed
I,
like,
time to time.
Yeah. I like to hear
still
the story.
Me too.
We want to hear the story of where you were and that feeling of from where you were and then coming into Redding.
Yeah. Well, I started out Michigan, Ohio to Minnesota, finally. And Minnesota was a very nice place, but not at all what I expected. And it's very flat. And I'm someone who needs
prairie lands out there.
Prairie.
A lot of people don't realize that.
Yeah. And it's unique, but it doesn't speak to me very much. And I live for the land. So coming out here was just an amazing experience.
Wow.
And to have Shasta and Mount Lassen and the Trinity Alps and just the Sacramento River cutting through this area. It's phenomenal.
How exciting. We love to hear that. Okay. So now your work... is your passion. Your passion is your work.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Love that connection.
The line is blurred.
Yeah, I love it. So for us, too. So I get that completely.
Okay.
When do we stop working? I don't know.
I don't know.
Constantly because when you love what you do and you know, people, so you're getting to deal with, yeah. So let's talk about your event.
Sure. So it's coming up this Saturday, February 27th, from 6 to 10 p.m. at Mercy Oaks. And it's a great evening. We have Prather Beef that has donated a lot of meat for us, so
Woo.
We're going to have some really excellent food.
Why do I think that we're going to see a lot of the Prather Ranch stuff here in the next 6 or 7 months?
Well, you say that, but the Prather Ranch.
They've been doing this a long time.
Yes, they have been extremely generous. And
they have been, and actually, they've been awarded a couple of really phenomenal awards in the last 6 months, which is exciting, too. So, great folks. So, we have them donating a lot of beef to the event. So, the food will be excellent. Barb Cervantes and BC Catering is catering the event this year. We have Pat Karch and a 4-person band that's going to be playing some live music. We have a great silent auction that's put together by Dave Bush, one of our former board members. And we also start selling tickets to our Wild Ways events, those 21 events that we have coming up throughout 2016.
21?
Yes. So a lot of amazing activities lined up.
Okay, so that's February 27th, 6 to 10 at Mercy Oaks. And where can we get tickets?
So tickets, you can go to our website at ShastaLandTrust.org or give us a call at 530-241-7886. Tickets are $40 in advance and $45 at the door.
Mercy Oaks Drive at Mercy Oaks. Okay, let's go to the phones here.
Terry, good morning. You have a
good
question?
Good morning. Yeah, I was listening to that. I was a little intrigued. I got a couple of phone calls. What exactly are you protecting the property from? Is it from, what are you protecting property from? If we have some acreage, you're going to protect my property with a fundraiser. I'm a little confused on what you protect the property from.
I like to think of it as more what we're protecting the property for.
But you have to protect it from something to protect it. Does the property need protecting from maybe the BLM? Or who does the property need protecting from? From wolves? Just curious.
Okay, well, Terry, thank you.
Sure.
Right. Well, we want to make sure that the water quality that we have in this area remains very high, so it's essential to protect a lot of those riparian corridors, the oak woodlands that surround it. We want to make sure also that ranching can continue, and you need some large open spaces for a lot of those cattle to graze. So we want to make sure that some of that area gets protected for ranching to continue.
I think the bottom line is that if I've got a 1,000-acre ranch or 5,000 acre, or I have a series of ranches, that I can then go to you and say, I don't want this developed. I want this to be left open.
Mm-hmm.
I put this into an easement. I can sell the land to anybody I want to, as long as they say, okay, we're going to keep it in that easement. I can pass it down to my kids.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what it does for the value of the land. If, say, if somebody wanted to buy it, you know, in the hopes of developing it, I mean, they're not going to be able to do that.
Right.
So what you've done is you've once you put it in this trust, and it's hard to get it out of. And I see where Terry's going, well, is that to keep the BLM from taking it like this? The land, once it's in this conservation easement, can't be...
Right, it's permanently protected, so it is it's a perpetual conservation easement that protects the property, and it's really all voluntary. We're only working with folks who have this vision and want
and
to see
protecting
that
maybe is not the right word as it is like you said, it's a conservation thing of people that own the land.
Exactly.
This is, I can't come over and say I want to put a conservation easement on Linda's land. I mean, if she was somebody else.
Absolutely. This is all just willing landowners working with us, and we're non-government, just a
non-government. That's the other thing too, non-profit, non-government.
I think one of the things that's being brought is there's a perception, which is apparently an error, that this is an attempt to take land from the public and lock it up in a way that it belongs to an NGO.
Right, I think one of the other misnomers about a conservation easement is that suddenly it's open to the public, and it's not. These remain private agreements with landowners, and so the public can't go out on these properties. So that's something that still keeps it private.
Unless the landowner says they can.
Exactly. And some of our landowners allow us to take a group hiking out there so we can have folks understand a little bit more about what we do.
But again, it's private property rights, which is one of the most important aspects of our Constitution.
Right,
this is
right.
My property, and this is the way I want to do it.
Absolutely.
And if I want to allow people on it, I'll say that. Okay, you can hunt out here, or you can trek, or you can do these things. And if you don't, it's my property.
Absolutely.
And you just keep it like that forever.
We do.
One way to get up close and personal and find out all kinds of information is Saturday, February 27th. From 6 to 10, get a ticket. Go out to Mercy Oaks and find out the Wild Ways kickoff. As I go online here and find out just some of the many things that you do, you have a Shasta recycling tour. You have hiked the Rickert Brothers Ranch. Mm-hmm. You've got the Lava Beds tour. You've got the Cow Creek bike ride, Moonlight Music in the Trees, Stargazing Camp Out, Poker Ride, which is, you know, she's a horses on somebody's ranch across the stream, the trail run, and the list goes on. So you're showing different places in Shasta County on people's, obviously on people's property they've given permission.
Absolutely. Our goal is to really connect people to places around here because we have just some really phenomenal places, and we want people to understand and see those. So we do have a lot of exciting events lined up this year.
Last thoughts. Or not last thoughts, but for this
your
segment,
final thoughts
you'll
in this
be
program.
on this segment.
We would love to see you on Saturday at Mercy Oaks for our fundraiser. Come learn a little bit more about us and join us for an exciting event later on this year. And check out more information at ShastaLandTrust.org.
Great.
That's thank you so
Ann
much.
Ann Murphy, Shasta Land
Trust. So glad to have you here.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
7:45 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Properties by Merit and agent Cody Titus. Cody is just, you know, extremely happy to represent people out there, helping them buy a house or sell. Whether it's someone's buying their first house or their 100th house, it makes no difference because Cody wants to help you. You can reach Cody at 209-0721 at Properties by Merit. Cody Titus. We'll be right back after these messages. It's a quarter to the hour of 8 here on Monday, the 22nd of February.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. The ethanol-free 93 is ready for the lawnmowers and weed eaters and chainsaw folks, so come by and try it out. Cody says bring those barbecue bottles in and get them filled up, or we have the exchange program. We have another load of Clear Pearl come in for all the portable heaters and the red kerosene for the others. Our Toyo Tommy heaters and on-demand hot water heaters are being installed all the time by Johnny, so give him a call. Northern Lights Energy, for deliveries to homes, job site, and ranches. If you need it, we bring it, including bulk oil deliveries. In Corning, stop and see Robin. In Weaverville, get a hold of Joe. In Redding, the rest of the crew. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Dandelion. Unique Gifts and Clothing is the hot spot in Redding for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of bright and jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Redding. Dandelion.
The Trade School at Shasta Builders Exchange is hosting a fundraiser called the Electrician's Ball. Join us Friday, March 11th at the Red Lion Hotel and dine on salmon or prime rib prepared by Chef Kim Miller. Enjoy wines from the Mosley Family Cellars and be entertained by Linda Bott Jazz Ensemble. Invest at the Craftsman's Art Auction, a silent auction featuring the handcrafted artistry of local sculptors, painters, and craftsmen.
Tickets are $50 per person. Visit ShastaBE.com/events or call the Shasta Builders Exchange at 221-5556.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR on this Monday morning, the 22nd of February. Happy birthday and anniversary to anybody who's celebrating today.
Mr. Washington. Mr. Washington.
Absolutely.
You want to be king?
Washington's birthday. Okay, now I know this is, you know, when I grew up, we did celebrate both. And they both were holidays. But Washington's birthday, well, I'm not about Lincoln's birthday was a holiday, but I know Washington's birthday, and again.
I remember both being holidays.
Were they? Mm-hmm. And I remember, you know, I grew up in the country, so my mom and I would go to Sacramento, that from where we lived in the country, we were outside of Placerville. And on Washington's birthday, we get up early in the morning, and we would head out and go shop, because it was the biggest day of the year for sales.
The things that you remember, you know, how come they're always tied to, like, a sale?
Clothing.
Or shopping.
No, I remember a lot of things with animals and trips, family trips.
Knowing your daddy go out and chop down a cherry tree or something. And then make a fence out
of it. Well, my mom and I would have cherry pie at Lyons, there on the corner of Watt Avenue and Arden Way.
Speaking of eating.
Okay.
Today at 9 o'clock.
Yes, we are going into
Classy Cafe.
And having
chip beef on toast. Yeah. Yeah, chip beef on toast. No, wait a minute. No, they're not having that today. Okay, yes, they are. I was just going to say that because now everybody's going to run down there. They're going to get to it before I do.
Oh, that's fine.
And I will get none. Millie and Kathy, save us some.
Oh, get none.
This is the first time I've had chip beef. Okay.
Anyway, 49 degrees in the downtown studio. It's going to be, the highs today are 70. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 44. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Every time we read the weather. Shasta Gas Propane. Okay, what's on your mind?
Well, you know what Shasta might have said, and, you know, Ann left, but it says, my problem with it is, and this we're talking about these land trusts, is that the creation of public use, but it gives money to a private landowner for no real benefits like a park. But,
well, the benefit is you keep the open space.
Yeah, that's the benefit, Shasta Mining, is this. It's my land. It's my property. I choose to look at it and say, I don't want this developed. In the future, I want it to be just the way it is. So, yeah, they pay me some money to keep it like that. But guess what? It's still my property.
Yeah.
The only thing is, and Ann says it, will tell you, is once you get it into the trust, it's in the trust. So, I mean, you go through a lot of stuff, you know, it's in the trust, and to try and get it out of the trust is very, very difficult. But there's no reason that if it's my private property, which I then pass down to my son or daughter or whatever, that anybody needs to be making a park out of it. And besides, the money doesn't come from the government. It's a private concern. Mm-hmm. So, I understand what you're saying, though. All right. Bethel, megachurch. Is a megachurch 2,600 people? Going to the church service.
What do you consider a mega church?
I'm thinking mega church has got to be at least 5.
Crystal Cathedral.
Yeah, I'm thinking that one down in Texas. It has 10,000 people going to it. You know, yeah. At each service, I mean, they come out there with 10,000 people for a service.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that's what I'm thinking.
They hold them at old drive-ins.
Yeah, yeah. Now they're talking about this new 171,000 square foot campus with 1,851 parking spaces. Is that the biggest parking area around, or is that would be like Mount Shasta Mall be more? Anyway,
hard to say.
It doubles the church capacity to 2,600 for the church and has a classroom space for the School of Supernatural Ministry to enroll up to 3,000 students, child care center, cafe, bookstore, maintenance areas, and offices.
I can tell you one thing, construction out there is going to be fun.
39.7 acres, and they're getting ready to have a meeting on this, and it will be on Tuesday at 4 p.m., the city council chambers, when they're going to talk with the planning commission. Now, some people are just going to be adamantly against this for one reason. It's Bethel Church. Other people are going to be fighting because they're going to say congestion. Other people are going to say, what about water? I've already seen it, about water. What about the water out there? Because is that out in that Bella Vista area?
I think they're on the fringe of the city.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, they're talking about doing things like catching water and keeping easements. Well, I'd like to try and get Charlie Harper on here, mm-hmm. you know, from Bethel, and say, okay, well, tell us a little bit about your plans out there, because they've always been open to coming in here talking about what down at the Civic.
Yeah,
at the convention center.
Building out there is a challenge because it's 10 feet of red clay on top of hard pan. It's you got to do a little terraforming to be able to build anything out there.
Well, the other thing, too, you need to take a look at Bethel is bringing in a lot of industry. They're bringing in a lot of young people with high-tech ideas, and they're pushing industry out like that. It's a major it's a major financial factor here. Who do you think put all that money into, you know, that they put that $1 million away to bring in another airline? Who do you think put a lot of that money in there?
And I think that they come in and they clean buildings up and they try to do good in the community. Speaking of tech, NASA astronauts in orbit around the moon in 1969 heard a whistling sound described as outer spacey, weird, and eerie. Of course, recordings of the strange sounds are featured on the Science Channel, NASA's Unexplained Files. Well, the sounds were discussed in a conversation between Apollo 10 astronauts Eugene, is it Kernan, and John Young, yeah, as their craft flew around the far side of the moon. So here's what's weird. The flight crew observed the sounds while on the dark side of the moon and while out of radio contact with NASA ground control. Apollo 11 astronaut Michael Collins, in a book published years later, said the noise was just interference between the lunar module and command modules. But what we're hearing now dives into the mystery of some of NASA's most curious missions to explore stories of engineering achievement and human endurance. They have heard the whistling, the sounds. It's called moon music. So...
moon music.
Is it because you know that we
is
have
that like
a
mood music?
Moon music, and we do know that we have moons that are called a different thing, and our full moon is going to be called what?
I don't know. A full moon is a full moon, I thought. Am I looking for the wrong thing here? Did I not answer that? Going back to the Land Conservancy, somebody else put in here that, unless I'm missing something here, what they're saying is the property is forever in control of the conservancy for time immemorial. Future generations will not be able to use it, so it's basically owned by the government. And I said, no, I don't believe that. I think it's... well, whatever I wrote just didn't come out at all. But what I was writing was it's owned by a private organization. This is not a government organization. Thus, it's privately funded. Thus, the fundraisers.
The accusation being this is a government front.
Oh. Well, now, see, I can't address that because I don't know about fronts. But I can say is that Ann Murphy is in here, and she's done this all over, and that they're trying to raise money so they can have a conservancy there and be able to buy the land. But it's privately funded. It's a non-profit organization. They take money. They take, you know, grants, or they'll take, like they're doing here. Come on out to Wild Ways Kickoff on Saturday, February 27th at Mercy Oaks, and... music, food, everything, no host bar, all of that stuff. And you can learn more about the Shasta Land Trust. It's a great place. Go out, buy your ticket, go on down there, Rally, and take everybody down there and just say, okay, Nella, what about this? And let them answer the question. We'll bring her back in and let you ask questions like this all day to see if this is a government front organization. I just don't think it is. All right. What's the last thing we want? Oh, you know what? This comes up all the time. And this ties into something else, Sandy Hook. Some of the parents from Sandy Hook are suing Bushmaster because even though there's this law out there that says that gun companies can't be sued because people that use their product wrong, and again, and I don't want to get into this whole thing, is how you can sue a manufacturer for something that somebody uses. And it's like suing Ford because somebody takes their F-150, gets drunk, and slams into somebody. But... the thing about this is, why this is kind of important is all these people that say that there was no Sandy Hook shootings. I mean, do you see that? I mean, these people say, oh, no, there was no Sandy Hook shooting. No, you can't prove it. No Sandy Hook. Look at all these things. There used to be a guy on the station who said that. It's one of the reasons he's not on the station. But the thing about it is that if that's the case, if there's no Sandy Hook, how can they sue the gun maker for the killings at Sandy Hook? How do you do that? So does Bushmaster's attorneys go, oh, well, first of all, you have to prove that there was a killing there at Sandy Hook. I think most people of rational thinking, of rational mind, believe that there were killings at Sandy Hook. Those elementary kids and the school teachers were killed. And the people that don't, I have to really, really dig down deep to have some forgiveness in here and go, really? You really believe they weren't killed? I mean, truly? I mean, I, unlike some of those people, I did call back to Sandy Hook, to that area, to that little town. I talked to the DFW. Guess what? They thought it happened. I talked to the newspaper editor, been there 20 years. It happened. He says it's just tragic how people think, you know, are saying it didn't happen. So now you've got a lawsuit from the parents of kids who are killed there against the gun company that built the gun, which frankly is wrong. But how can they sue if there was no killings? So if there were no killings, don't you think that's what Bushmaster would say? Oh, this is obviously a trumped up lie. Of course they're not going to say that. Again, conspiracy theorists, sometimes I just wonder what they have in their heads. All right? Okay.
And by the way, we were talking about the names of the moons really fast. February's the snow moon. The snow moon. So we're going to have a snow moon, full snow moon tomorrow night.
All right. Great. Hey, we come back. Rick DeSantis going to be joining us. We'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. The late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia being remembered for his irrepressible spirit as court meets for the first time since his death.
Chief Justice John Roberts calling Scalia a man for all seasons and saying we will miss him beyond measure. Roberts' comments came as justices took the bench to hear arguments. In keeping with a 150-year-old tradition, Scalia's seat just to the right of Roberts will remain empty and draped in black for the next 30 days. After that, the empty seat will be moved to the far left and remain vacant until a new justice is confirmed.
That is Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reporting. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average has been thriving in early trading. It's up about 200 points right now. Authorities in Michigan trying to piece together an hours-long weekend rampage that left six people dead in Kalamazoo. They're also looking into a report that the suspect picked up at least one fare for the ride-hailing service Uber between shootings. He is being arraigned today in a Kalamazoo courtroom. Correspondent Little Donald reports that a number of people have been killed in a Taliban attack in the northern province of Parawan in Afghanistan.
So a suicide bomber on foot, wearing clothing packed with explosives, has gone into this crowded area and detonated his explosives. According to officials there, there's more than a dozen people killed. It's probably going to rise.
In London, the mayor, Boris Johnson, says he would like to see Britain leave the European Union.
I want a better deal for the people of this country, to save them money and to take back control.
Johnson's comments yesterday, a direct challenge to Prime Minister Cameron, who has launched a major push to keep his country within the 28-nation European Union bloc. A referendum is coming up in June. More of these stories from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1. But if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
The average price of gasoline has dropped 5 cents over the past 2 weeks to $1.77 a gallon nationwide. Gas industry analyst Trilby Lundberg.
In our panel of cities on the lower 48, San Diego is now the high, $2.40 per gallon for regular, and the low is Tucson, $1.42.
An attorney for Apple says that to comply with the FBI's demand to unlock the mass shooter Syed Rizwan Farooq's iPhone would spring open a Pandora's box as far as violating people's privacy in the name of government security goes.
It has to draw the line at recreating code, changing its iPhone, putting its engineers and creative talents to destroy the iPhone as it exists.
And he says it's something that simply cannot be allowed to happen. And he also told ABC's this week that If the company does comply, it's a victory for the terrorists. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Senator Ted Cruz excited about his finish in the South Carolina primary over the weekend, and he was cheered on by his supporters despite the fact that he came in third place behind Marco Rubio, but Cruz says that he loves the state and will continue to fight for the conservative principles that he says have helped to make the country great and will continue to if he is elected to the White House. Right now, the financial markets continuing to move in an upward direction. Right now, after some major positive economic news today, in the European markets, the Dow Jones Industrial Average finding its footing up by 189 points. Meanwhile, S&P 500 up about 23. The S&P came in flat from Friday's trading. The high-tech NASDAQ doing well on good news from Verizon today that it's making a major acquisition that will vastly expand service to its customers around the country. More on these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Good morning. It's the 22nd of February, 2016, 6 minutes after 8 here. Phone lines are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We've got a full complement of people on the radio, but what's the weather look like?
Huh? Currently 49 degrees, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning on this Monday, the 22nd. Friends, folks, we are so happy you're with us. Going to be high today of 70 degrees, sunny, mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 44. What? Oh, Bob does. Tuesday, sunny, high with a high around 71, partly cloudy around 43. Let's go to the phones. And this morning, we've got Susan Eastman on the line. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl and Linda. Good morning, everyone. Well, as you reported, stocks are rallying this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 186 points at 16,578. The S&P 500 is positive 22 points at 1940, and the NASDAQ is up 50 points at 4,554. The three most actively traded stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, Freeport McMoRan up 82 cents at 774, Bank of America positive 31 cents trading at 1245, Alcoa up 77 cents at $8.64. For local stocks of interest, PepsiCo up 86 cents at $99.58, Tri-County's Bank down a nickel at 24.5, Bank of Commerce up 3 pennies at 5.91. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is down 3/32 to yield 1.75%. And for our commodities, gold is down $16 an ounce at $12.10, silver off 17 cents at $15.22 per ounce, and crude oil up $2, trading at $31 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thank you so much. Give them a call down there, find out what's going on. Hey, let's go to the phones. Let's go to our next caller. Terry, good morning. What's happening at the Tea Party?
Yeah, the Tea Party tonight. How you doing, Carl?
We're doing fine.
Bob.
Hey, we're doing good.
And I'm
here,
too.
Critter. What are you doing there, Linda?
Good morning. I can't wait to hear that other voice. I think it might be very appropriate with our elections going on right now.
We'll save that one.
Okay.
We'll save that one for maybe choices on the election.
Cousin Buford. Oh, my God. After, you know, I mean, I just, you know.
Hey, Buford votes,
you know,
too.
People are still hooking and jabbing in the chat room about this Shasta Land Trust. You know, I mean, that was cool. I mean, we're going to have to bring her back again.
You know, when you talk about a C3 not getting money, okay, well, what about Planned Parenthood? What about Acorn? Oh, and by the way, grant money, you know, when you asked her about grant money is government money. That is our money. And I know five ranchers that have counties. One of them has 17,000 acres, and they don't want anything to do with these guys.
Okay.
So I'm just saying.
Well, there can be people like that. Okay.
Anyway, tonight at the Tea Party, okay, we have Tim Pappas. He's going to be talking about the Fourth Amendment, which is something that seems to be probably do that for a couple of different times when Tim comes in. That seems to be something that the government really is overreaching on. The other thing we're going to talk about is Justice Scalia and exactly what happens there, how the procedure is, and what the scenarios could be.
Well, I think that's going to be interesting. I've gotten a hold of Tim. I was going to have him on early, but we have this week or last week he was in meetings with the, you know, they're having these mock juries with the kids, with the students, and he's in there helping with that. So we want to have him on soon, especially to talk about Scalia and the possible alternatives for this and how it's going to work its way through the courts. Or not through the courts, but through the system. Okay. All right, Jerry.
That's 2570 Bonneview Road at the Destiny Fellowship Church, and we will be moving soon. We have a different facility, and that's because the church is sold. They're going to use it on Monday night over Destiny Fellowship, but we have a new one that we're going to have that we will announce next week.
The selling of the church sold?
Well, no, Destiny Fellowship sold to another church.
Oh, okay.
And they did that. You know, Pastor Richard James is a wonderful man, great guy. He's they have sold that church, and then the new church coming in is going to be great too. It's just they're going to use it Monday night for youth and some other stuff, which is fantastic. So,
okay, great. Okay, thanks a lot, Terry.
You bet.
Tonight, 6 p.m., Destiny Fellowship.
Yep, 6 p.m., Tim Pappas.
Tim Pappas. Okay.
It's thank you.
10 after 8 here. I want to remind everybody there's a Senior and Veteran Fraud Prevention Fair presented by the Shasta County District Attorney's Office. It will be on Tuesday, March 8th, a week from tomorrow. Is that right? Nope, I'm sorry.
This Saturday.
2 weeks. No, it's a Tuesday, March 8th.
Oh, sorry.
2016. Meet your DA.
Sorry.
Here. I've got two of them.
No.
You look at this one. I've got one. You've got
one. You're right.
It's presented by the Shasta County District Attorney's Office. When's it going to be?
March 8th, Tuesday, from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Veterans Hall.
And what's that address?
1605 Yuba Street in Reading.
Light refreshment served. It's free. Informative speaker series. There. Are we on the same sheet of music there?
We are on the same. We are singing the same song.
La, 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 la. And speaking of singing the same song and a happy guy, Rick Bassetti, General Manager of the Colt 45s.
Good morning, Carl.
Good
Linda.
Morning.
You know, this guy looks younger every time I see him.
Yeah.
You know, he says the further and longer away from politics, the better I feel. You know, in fact, his hair is a dark. It's getting darker.
Oh, I wish it would come back, but that's all right.
We're all good. You know what? You're doing what you love. So here we are, getting ready, starting to sell season tickets.
Yes, we've been started with that. You know, pitchers and catchers reported the major leagues last week. And so baseball's coming back onto MLB.com now, and so life is really good. Blood pressure's way down.
All the dormant that you've been laying dormant like the seeds.
Oh, never dormant. Really busy the whole winter, and you know, we've got a new clubhouse down at Tiger Field.
It's great.
Part of our arrangement with the city in taking on the maintenance of the ballpark and security for South City Park was they let us have what used to be a recreation storage room. And so it's about 40 by 25, and we've got lockers set up in there now for the teams. And
nice.
We have everything's been donated. The paint was donated. Paint Mart, Jeff over there, gave us all the paint to take care of it, you know.
Who donated the recliner chairs?
The recliners? That was Connie Ragnell. She left three recliners. She moved to Arizona.
Cool.
Yeah. All-Star,
I love them.
All-Star Sports Bar is bringing down three leather couches for us. We had a refrigerator. Clyde's doing a widescreen TV for us. Infinity Home Theater gave us a nice stereo system.
You know, the hard part is that...
keeping it secure and nobody
taking it. The postal guard on this place
is Ms. Bassetti doesn't see much of you now.
No. I get up in the morning and I'm going to the office.
Once the TV's in and and all the other stuff, will there be like, you know, bolos? Be on the lookout for...
No, but you can come down and visit, Carl, if you'd like to come.
I've been down there.
I know you have.
I kick back in that recliner, and I looked, and you know what? They've got the refrigerator full of water and other things.
Right.
I just take a moment and just say thank you with deep gratitude, both you and to Patty and the team. But, I mean, I see you out there on these 115-degree August days. And it's so hot. The team's out there. If they can suit up, and you're out there cooking, you're on the grill on the thing that we have too. That's Stay Granite made.
Right. Yeah.
The grill.
Mike
Huber. And you got the hook in there, and you're making wonderful.
Try to.
Yeah, but you're just so passionate about everything. It's like you are the cook, dishwasher, bottle washer, plate cleaner, fence
well,
fixer.
We have lots of volunteers, Linda, that are right there with me. I mean, I think
someone has to lead the ship. Has to, man
you
the ship. Though
we've watched you sweat through your sweat. Your
and it's
yeah. like
it's just
four
thank
times.
You so much. It's just like wow, this guy.
45 is fun.
Amazing.
Yeah. And our board of directors are great guys. Provide good leadership, and we've got some really exciting things coming down the pipe here.
Let's hear about it.
Well, let's take a break first, and we can get into that. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at the Reading Civic Auditorium here, and this Friday, I'm sorry, on the 4th, it's going to be the Screwtape Letters, and this is by C.S. Lewis, and this is just taking the nation by storm. It is absolutely funny, and it's kind of, it's kind of wicked in there, too, on these Screwtape Letters, and they're going to have that, again, March the 4th, down at the Civic Auditorium. You can get tickets by giving them a call at 229-0022 or going to readingcivic.com. It's important you go to readingcivic.com. If you don't go to that website, there's a chance that you'll go to another advertised website and pay twice the amount for those tickets. So it's readingcivic.com or give them a call, 229-0022. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Bob.
Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Reading. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Reading can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
Hi, I'm John Scape, owner of Properties by Merit. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmerit.com or call today, 338-2112.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
The Trade School at Shasta Builders Exchange is hosting a fundraiser called the Electrician's Ball. Join us Friday, March 11th at the Red Lion Hotel and dine on salmon or prime rib prepared by Chef Kim Miller. Enjoy wines from the Mosley Family Cellars and be entertained by Linda Bott Jazz Ensemble. Invest at the Craftsman's Art Auction, a silent auction featuring the handcrafted artistry of local sculptors, painters, and craftsmen.
Tickets are $50 per person. Visit ShastaBE.com/events or call the Shasta Builders Exchange at 221-5556.
National news with a local view. KCNR 1460.
I had a plan with a big baseball player. Back in
welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Abad. It is 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on Monday, the 22nd of February. And this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy teaches all over Northern California, 7 or 8 different counties. teaches some of the most complete CCW training you're going to find. This is all he does. This is his business, and he's got 7 or 8 instructors, all NRA trained, all trained also to do the train the NRA methods, but also methods that work. And that is in CCW, hunter safety, and more. And for, right now, NFI will also provide guns and ammo to those who don't have the right size gun or ones that they, you know, they're maybe you don't have a gun yet, but you're getting ready to get your CCW and you want to go through the course. He will provide those free of charge. Give him a call at 999-1822 or register online at readingccw.com. Now, I just want to say is yesterday they had, two ranges running and a lot of people getting their CCW, a lot of husband, wives and everything. I just want to give a shout out to everybody that shot yesterday. It was an incredible class, really good response. Everybody was really safe, and that's the big thing we're looking for, safe. Safe and proficient. Every one of them shot through and passed the test in the first time around. And I don't give names out because people, sure. This is, CCW, but M&K, I just want to say this, M&K, just your initials, you all did great.
Congratulations.
All right, congratulations. Okay, we're here with Rick Bassetti, General Manager of the Colt 45s, and we're just getting ready to start about all these neat things that are going to be happening.
Yeah.
Well, I think the most important thing to start off right first is, and we've talked a little bit during the break, is that absolutely, unequivocally, no raise of any prices of anything at a Colt 45s game. All the sodas, the beer, the hot dogs, the tri-tip sandwiches, the ribs, watermelon last year we brought in. Everything is going to be
so good.
Everything's going to be the same price. So if you want to bring your family on down to the ballpark, please do so. It's very cost-effective. The team is – we've got pretty much all our position players already set. The schedule's set. It's now online at readingcolt45s.com. Just hit on schedule, and it comes up. And it's more like a big league one. It shows you the months, with the colors and the games and home dates and that sort of thing. We have some new teams coming into Reading this year. We have a three-time ABC, that's American Baseball Congress, national champions, the Seattle Studs. They'll be coming down.
I love it.
So if
can't
you
wait
wanna,
to meet them.
If you want to see the Seattle Studs, calm down, Linda.
What do you think? It's going to be girls' night out there? Yeah. Everybody think it's going to be like Thunder from Down Under?
Yeah.
What? I don't think that's it, Linda.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Rick. That was
thanks a lot.
We have a couple teams from Los Angeles coming up. We have the Long Beach Legends. The Signal Hill Oilers are going to be coming in.
Las Vegas teams? Las Vegas. What?
Los Angeles.
Oh, Los Angeles. Okay. Las Vegas pole dancers? What?
And then, of course, the Crabs are coming back over.
Yeah, I see that.
So, you know what? I love the Crab thing because, there's always that chance of a fight out there on the field with the Crabs, with the coaches getting bumping each other's chest, yelling at each other, pointing, and the poor umpire.
And this year, Greg Catteray is going to be running our field for us.
Don't know Greg Catteray, he's a former professional.
10 years Major League Baseball player, and he's agreed to run the team for us this year out on the field. So you're going to come, you're going to have some nice things. The beer garden area that you've become pretty familiar with this year, it's going to be shaded this year. So you're going to have a shade that's going to run off the back of the bleachers all the way out to the fence, to the park fence. And that'll be entirely shaded this year. That's the one major change. It keeps that concrete from getting warm.
Mm-hmm.
The beer wagons will be back, of course. They're always an ever-popular item that we have there. The barbecues. We have all of our crews back. So if you're accustomed to that good food that we had down there, you're not going to be disappointed at all.
It's just a big hometown fun watching great games.
Well, it's become an event too now. People are reconnecting with friends they haven't seen in a while. Last year, our paid attendance was 690 a night. The goal this year is 750 a night. We're on track. We had 342 season passes and reserve seats sold last year, and the goal is to have 400 when we start the season. And so it's moving now. We're actually selling.
Those are season passes.
Season passes and reserve seats.
And you can get your name on those seats if it's a business.
It's a
write-off.
Yep, you can go ahead and write off. We are 501c3.
We were talking about that during the break, trying to arrange the seating.
Here
so that the person you're sitting next to, all of a sudden you don't reach over and smack them.
No. Baseball, that's a great thing about baseball. You can walk into a ballpark, and this happens every day in Major League ballparks. You sit down and the guy next to you sits down or the lady sits down, and you're total opposite socioeconomic you know, political beliefs, whatever. But when your team hits the home run, or your team scores a run, you're high-fiving each other.
You become best friends.
It brings everyone together. And that's what we're trying to do out there.
And it's still old school.
Yeah. And we're creating memories.
Yeah.
I'm reliving memories, quite honestly. I grew up down at Tiger Field, you know, when I was a little bitty guy, and now we're reliving. Now we're making some new memories.
You have not been to opening gate at the Colt 45s.
Yeah.
You have not lived. I mean, okay, you've lived, but you have missed a part of your life. Mark your calendars, but also the 4th of July.
Oh, yes.
My gosh, we were there, and of course, we helped with that, as did KIXE.
Yep.
And, you know, you could sit there after the game, sit in your seats, or go out onto the outfield with blankies. And sit out there in chairs and watch the fireworks. You were right there. You weren't surrounded by 10,000 people. And then you could drive away and be home.
Exactly. We had 500 people on the field last year.
On the field. And it was standing room only that day.
It's really nice. And this year, opening night, we got a little bit of a treat.
What's the date?
Linda, it's Friday, May 27th. And Linda, you've sung our national anthem many times out there and always do a great job.
Thank you.
This year, we're going to have the Grant School Choir backed up by the Grant School Band.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to have about 80 kids out on the field. We're going to have the color guard. We'll have everything. It's Veterans Night again, where half of the tickets sold goes to the benefit of the cemetery. And so, you know, come out, pack the place. Pack the place, sell the tickets, you know, buy the tickets, everything. It all benefits. This year we're already on par to have 32 nonprofit nights again. We've already gotten 15 of the nights.
Let's talk about nonprofits. When you say that, they go, okay, nonprofits, what's that mean?
Well, everyone's looking for a way to raise money.
Okay,
and so what we've done in the past is if you have a nonprofit and you want to raise money, you call up, you sell our tickets. They're $5 tickets. They're not candy bars. They're not cookie dough. It's a $5 ticket to a baseball game. And you get to keep half of it. So you get $2.50 for every ticket that you sell.
Is that any baseball game?
Any. And it's good this year. We've changed it. We had it in the past where it was event specific.
Right.
And so if Carl's Veterans Night was on June 24th against so-and-so, that's when. But you know what happens, Carl? We've all done this. I go, hey, Linda, give me $20 for 4 tickets. And you go, oh, well, I'm not going to be in town that night. Say, well, now we can just say, no, these are general admission tickets. They're good for any game.
Any game.
So give me the money. You want to support us, don't you?
Right.
And so we kind of eliminated the one out for them. And so, you know, Cottonwood Little League.
One out for them.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I'm not going to be in town. Oh, my gosh. And then my next line is, well, you can give these to your customers.
Exactly. Well, Cottonwood Little League this year, they have committed to sell 1,400 of them.
Oh, my gosh, and half that money goes back to them.
Back to them, yeah. And so what they're going to do is ask each of their players, they have 350 players, to sell 5 tickets, which is $25. It's better than candy bars you got to keep in the refrigerator, you know, and all that kind of cookie dough that you order and don't get for 8 weeks.
You know what? The other thing, too, is it's not politics.
No, it's not politics.
Political things. There are no political
agendas.
Ties. Agendas.
No.
It's baseball, something we all can get into. And you know what? Frankly, I wasn't into baseball as much as I am now, of course, because we got our own team. But Linda's turned into a real baseball fanatic.
An aficionado
here.
No.
Right?
Well,
no.
How
did we sit then through like 12 straight games of the San Francisco Giants?
Because it was exciting, and it's really cool when you see people in their element that are at the top of their game. I like that with ice skating, with fighting, with cage fighting. You name it. If it's good, I get excited about it.
Well, there isn't going to be any cage fighting unless the umpires make a bad call down at Tiger Field.
And then we know who's going to lead the cage fight.
Rick. So you know when we were given the ability to get into the storage room, we made it, cleaned it out, got it all fixed up. The players will also have air conditioning in there.
Mm-hmm.
So
when
they're finished with their practice and the other team's out there laboring through batting practice, and our guys will be able to go in and chill out a little bit and do that sort of thing. But you know, we wanted to try to do something a little different to get people jazzed up about baseball. And so the weekend before, last year, if you remember, I think Tuesday night before we opened.
Okay, now this is going to be kind of big, so let me break now.
Okay.
Okay, let me just take a break so we can come on back and spend the whole segment.
Give
with
it its due.
Right.
Okay.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heat and Air, a better known business voted best in the North State for 2015. These guys are great, Martin and his people there, serving the North State for well over 20 years. If you've got an emergency, they're going to be there 7 days a week, 20 hours a day, till you are helped. What else can I say except they do just extremely great work on everything. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heated and Air, a veteran-owned business. We'll be right back with Colt 45's general manager, Rick Bassetti.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
She was crying when I first met her. Dawn Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Newly engaged, she had just crashed the vehicle they bought together. It had rolled over an embankment and every panel had to be repaired or replaced. A full paint job was also required. Our estimate was well over $20,000.
"Now he won't want to marry me," she cried.
When he arrived, he comforted her and was glad she was safe. On the day of delivery, I learned they were moving out of state immediately. I had inspected the vehicle and test driven it myself. But a drive over a couple of states, in the mountains, and long desert stretches made me feel uneasy. I was confident in our repair, but what if the unexpected happened? A few days later, he called, and my heart skipped a beat. "Hi, Don. Just wanted you to know the car drove perfectly, not even a squeak. It's times like this when I love this business. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California."
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. It is 28 minutes until the hour of 9 o'clock here Monday, February the 22nd. It's 49 degrees going up to 70 today. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Another veteran-owned business. Give them a call at 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. And also discounts for seniors and veterans at the Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off Athens Avenue in the little shopping center there. I can tell you is that they give great haircuts. That's where I always go. It's man's last stronghold. It's just man's last stronghold. What can I say? Go in there, catch up on your reading in your National Geographic and Car and Track and all that. No, none of those magazines that you would not let your child see. All right? And I'm just letting you know there's right. Nothing in there that is just, you know, that is sexist or any of that stuff. Only thing is don't go in there and ask to get a haircut beyond a male haircut. I mean, they do not blow dry hair. you know what? Blow dried hair. You say, hey, could you blow dry my hair? They, you know, and everybody'd laugh at you and poke fun at you, and you'd never be the same. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold.
Saw a young woman come in there and ask for a specific haircut, and they were more than happy to give
it to a guy's haircut.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, because they're not into the, you know, the styling. Okay. All right. What can I say? Hey, another shout out to Vin Stevenson. Somebody just brought it up. Vin is the head of the CVAC, Shasta County Veterans Affiliate Council. And I'm sure they're going to probably do a
opening night. Opening night. Connie Granoles is leading the charge there for the ticket sales. And so just so you know, the tickets will be here on Thursday.
Oh, great.
Anyway, one of the things Vent did Friday night was we have a new veteran service officer here in town, and Tommy Key. And he's taken over, and he's stepping into, you know, a hornet's nest. But sure. You know, people are getting behind him. But what Vint did was he said, hey, everybody stand up here. Everybody stand up. We have a new VSO, and we're here behind you. We're here to stand behind you and to help you get this done, because everything you do that helps the veterans, we're for.
Sure.
So, and that was another good thing that Vint did. So another shout out to you there, Jarhead. Okay, we're here with Rick Bassetti, who is general manager of the Colt 45s. And, you know, It is a pleasure to talk to somebody that just loves doing what he's doing. There were times when you were mayor and other spots, it wasn't a great, you know, you were not a happy man.
Well, you're always in, you know, when you choose the life of public service, there are times when you know that it's going to be difficult. It's not that maybe you don't believe in what you're doing and trying
that's
to get
true.
It done and that sort of thing. It's just, but it's difficult. And now doing what I'm doing, I just wake up every morning, and it's kind of really cool because I'm going to head down to my office, which is a baseball field, and sometimes I get to get on my little tractor, and sometimes I don't, and sometimes, you know, you're just out just putzing around or doing the stuff that you love to do. And the field is already looking much, much better. Greg Catteray, who is also the coach at Simpson University, has been taking excellent care of it for his season.
You know, Greg,
Mark Parent sent us two full pallets of soil conditioning surface from the Chicago White Sox stock type stuff, right?
Wow.
And so that's on the field now. The dirt has never been better.
So you're saying they could actually be at the level of the Chicago White Sox?
Well, the dirt. We got the same.
Okay, the dirt.
Same dirt. Same dirt.
This is major league dirt we're talking here.
Exactly. Out on our field now. It looks good. So, you know, last year we had an impromptu dinner.
You just break me up. You know, you just break me up. I've got major league dirt here.
Yeah.
You guys, you're out there sliding around and goofing off like a bunch of kids. This is
major league dirt. Exactly. Well, and like our bats that we order for the kids to use. When they come here, you know, they're using major league quality bats.
Those are not inexpensive.
They're not inexpensive, no. We just spent $5,000 for the first half of the order. And the second half of the order, it's all managed by cash flow, you know.
So the second half going to be able to bat this year?
Oh, yeah. And then the balls we use, you know.
How much are those things?
The balls cost us about $10,000 a year. We use major league official baseballs, and we go through about three dozen of them a night.
What?
Three dozen
a night, yes. When they get scuffed and dirt and messed up, you can't use them again. When they land in the parking lot, sometimes they get scuffed, and the umpires, you don't let them come back into the game. You know, we had some near misses with kids almost getting run over in the parking lot, so we stopped the kids last year from getting
it.
And then Jonathan Anderson gave us four of his men from the mission last year, and they did a great job bringing the balls back to us. But when those kids found out these were actual Major League Baseballs, they stopped bringing them back for a snow cone. You know, they're going, well, this is a $10, $12 ball. I'm going to keep this. And, you know, of course, we let them. So, you know, those are expenses a lot of people don't understand. We've kind of gone outside the realm here a little distance, and we're bringing in umpires from out of the area.
Have you ever thought about, I mean, just thought about this, selling Colt 45 balls signed by the kids? You know, the scuffed ones, not the new ones.
Oh, no, and we actually ordered up some balls that are a little less expensive to do that sort of thing. And you know, right now when you're we're basically 40 volunteers scuffling and everything, our apparel sales could move upscale a little bit and do a little bit better at it. Right now we're just trying to cover all the basics for everyone. The bats, or the broken bats, are always a popular item with the kids. You know, they're all scuffling over them. But I wanted to talk about the weekend before we open this year. You know, during last September, Patty and I had volunteered to do some serving on Diesel Horse Bridge at one of the fundraisers there, and we were paired up with Gene King from One Safe Place. And so we just got to had an informal discussion. What could we do together? We're two totally different types of nonprofits, you know. And so I kind of threw something out at her in regards to that I've taken place a number of times, and Greg has too, and it's the Major League Baseball Players Alumni Association. And they have a program they call Swing with the Legends. And what it is, it's a weekend where you have a dinner auction one night, and the silent auction items are provided by the Major League Baseball Players Alumni Association. So you're going to have genuine pictures autographed by Brooks Robinson or Frank Robinson. You'll have Willie Mays stuff. You'll have uniforms, tops that have been used in games. You'll have bats and balls, things like that. There's usually 20 to 30 items that they'll bring, and they have a minimum price on them, but then anything that goes over that minimum price is split in half by the nonprofits and the alumni association, and that's how they make their money. And so, you know, it kind of intrigued her a little bit, and we started talking about it. Then I was approached by the Luis Miramontes Foundation to do an over-the-line tournament. They wanted to do an over-the-line tournament at Tiger Field. These are three-man or three-man and woman teams or three-woman teams. And it's a fun game. It's one we all played when we were kids. And I said, certainly. And so then I started thinking, well, why don't we just combine everything? And so the Luis Miramontes Foundation, the One Safe Place, and the Redding Colton 45s are going to be sponsoring for the first time ever a Swing with the Legends weekend. And it'll kick off with this over-the-line tournament on May 21st. And it'll be at Tiger Field. There's room for 75, I think 32 team brackets is what she's setting up.
Yeah, you have to kind of restrict it, you know, so because of the number.
And it's only $75 for a team, $25 a person. And so that'll kick off like at 8 o'clock in the morning, and they'll play the championship that night underneath the lights at Tiger Field.
Now, this is a huge thing in other spots in the United States.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, that name, Over the Line Tournament, has been like trademarked by the guys down in San Diego.
Exactly.
Where you get like 3,000 teams out there in the sand.
Right.
And it is crazy out there.
We're going to have four fields at Tiger Field lined up. And so there'll be four games going simultaneously during the day to eliminate to get it down
to the
championship.
You can do it like that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, the balls are limited. You can't really hit them more than a couple hundred feet, 200 and something feet, you know.
Oh, okay.
And no gloves for guys.
Oh.
Wood bats only.
Oh.
Okay. The ladies can wear gloves and the ladies can use aluminum bats, but they can only be little league bats or smaller. So, you know, there's some restrictions there.
If you catch the ball
in the air, they're out.
They're out.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
it's a base hit, but it has to go 55 feet over the first line first.
Okay.
Okay. So that's going to happen on Saturday. Sunday, Wind River has stepped up, and they are our singular Hall of Fame sponsor. That's a $25,000 sponsorship. They're going to be hosting 36 former Major League Baseball players coming into Reading.
Wow.
Okay. We started advertising. We sent out the invites to the players the week before last. We already have nine confirmed guys coming.
Yeah.
And we also have, which will be first time, I think, to Reading, we have right now confirmed two Hall of Fame players coming to Reading as part of this.
Cool.
One of them is just announced last week that he's going to get a bronze statue down at AT&T, and that's Gaylord Perry. And then someone who's almost a demigod in Chicago is Fergie Jenkins. And they're both 300-plus winners in the big leagues. They're both going to be here for this event. And so the dinner's going to be like at 5 o'clock. It'll be done by 7:30, and then there's going to be an hour and a half, 2 hours of meet and greet, autograph sessions in the casino with all of the players, and that's open to the public. People will be able to come too after the dinner.
Sure, it's in the event. Yeah,
it'll be and so it's going to be a pretty nice event. Then Sunday morning following at Riverview Country Club, we're going to be having a golf tournament. That's the swing with the legends portion. There'll be 36 foursomes available. And you will have one former big league player in your foursome playing with you.
Now, the date of that would be?
The 23rd of May. It's Monday the 23rd.
Okay,
so
Monday,
it's
23rd.
The 21st, the 22nd, and the 23rd.
All right.
And then there's one thing, Carl. This is going to be the first offer out to the public. It's going to be happening right here on KCNR Radio.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. An exclusive. Fergie Jenkins and Gaylord Perry are avid fly fishermen.
Okay.
And they know where they're coming. And they know about where they're coming. And so I talked with Mike over at the fly shop.
Mike Michalak.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Yep. Right. And Mike goes, Rick, I'm going to give you two boats and two guides for those two guys. And so on Saturday, they'll be floating down the Sacramento fly fishing in Reading, right? There's two seats in each boat. So if someone would like to fish with Gaylord Perry for the day, and this is the first offer right now, or with Fergie Jenkins, they just need to contact the Colt 45s. You can go to the website, contact
Highest bidder.
Highest bidder. Okay.
If you're going to go fly fish with a guide, it's $400 for the day anyway.
Yeah.
So highest bidder, you get to spend the afternoon with either Gaylord Perry or Fergie Jenkins floating down the Sacramento River. And I think that's who gets to do that.
Who gets to do that. And so they're going to contact what? Are they going to go to the Colt 45?
Colt 45's website.
Colt 45's website.
And you can send an email there.
Okay.
And send them in. That's how we'll take them all. I mean, you can call me directly, too, 227-4443. That's my cell number. Everybody has it. It was on the news the other night when Mike Mangus did it, and a couple of people called. So it's okay. I don't mind.
I've had a number of people say that, say, Carl, I saw you on the TV. I said, yeah, I'm standing there. And Rick said, hey, come on over. I went over there and I stood there.
Yeah. I said, everybody knows you, Carl. So, yeah.
Well, you know what? I like to think that we've become part of the 45 family. We broadcast the games. Mm. And
you have your seats down there with you.
We have our seats down there with you. And, Linda, like you said, Linda sings.
Yeah.
And we bring our kids, grandkids to it. They love coming to the games.
And our friends. And if we can't go for some reason, we love to give the people just, I love our seats.
And we've made that easier.
Yes, we are going to make that easier. We're going to give an option this year to people that have passes. Do you want to have the lanyards with the pass that you, as the owners of, need to keep track of as they come and go from the ballpark? Or would you rather just have a book of 40 tickets for the 40 home games, and then you can just tear off the tickets and give them to people, and then they can just go down to the ballpark and that? So we ordered 50,000 tickets this year. Our goal is to draw 35,000 people this year. That's our goal. If we hit that, we would outdraw the Crabs at home, what they did last year. Mm-hmm. And we will have outdrawn Medford, what they did last year as well. And I know Reading can do it. I know they can do
people,
it.
Well, people, as this goes on and on, especially with the fundraisers and all these things, and people just, the field down there, it's got major league dirt now, but it's also the area down there.
Yeah.
And I can say this, people, because you know how I am about crime and other things, is that we have never had one problem parking anywhere around there, because there are people out there watching, watching what's going on with the cars. I've never seen anybody have a problem. Now, I'm not saying there hasn't been, but it's been quickly handled.
Right.
There's security out there,
and
so you don't have to worry about that.
Lance Beck's people at North State Security have just done a wonderful job for us.
And Boyce Muse is, occasionally Boyce gets involved in it too.
Come on down. Yes, true, with a bat and climbing over the fence with a bat in his teeth.
Yeah. If you don't know Boyce, there's a reason for this.
Yes.
Anyway, but the thing is this is a community baseball. This is community, and you're right. As soon as you're in there, you're buddies with everybody, and you can get it all. If you just come down and want to talk, half the time you see people in groups talking while the game's going on. Then they move back to their seats.
Well, we got those Mr. Fans last year, and those helped out a lot. And so people would like to hang around those for a while.
Let's take a break here, because I want to talk about how the shade hits it, so everybody's saying, it's 112. Not so fast there. We're with Rick Bassetti. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 14 minutes until 9 o'clock here at KCNR Free Fire Radio, 605-4567. You got a question for the general manager, Colt 45. 49 degrees, going up to 70 degrees today. It's going to be a beautiful day. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Hi, I'm Rich Novelli, president of Wellgate Sports Club.
And I'm Allie Evers, proud owner of Boheme Spa.
At Wellgate, we're dedicated to building a club focused on improving the quality of your life, which is why we are so excited to introduce our new partner, Boheme Spa.
Thank you, Rich. Both Boheme Spa and Wellgate Sports Club share the same business philosophy and commitment to mind, body, and health. Conveniently located inside the Wellgate Sports Club, Boheme Spa is Reading's premier Aveda concept spa, featuring the complete line of Aveda products and Aveda signature services.
Wellgate Sports Club, in partnership with Boheme Spa, is proud to announce a groundbreaking new membership category called Rejuvenate. In addition to a standard premium access membership, Rejuvenate members receive 2 spa treatments per month from Boheme Spa for the term of the membership.
Reward yourself for your hard work and effort at the club with relaxing and restorative treatments.
Call 768-1205 today. Wellgate Sports Club, where you'll experience exceptional every day.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978.
Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are. Always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with three locations to serve you, Redding, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl. Family helping family.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 11 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Carl and DeBott, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business at 2143 Hilltop Drive with Espresso Joe's, with every type of coffee, latte, cappuccino you could possibly imagine, plus extra little brews and teas there. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that every one of these major league players will probably go in there and roll around on the ground and have it come out with the cigars of their choice. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Veterans always get discounts at Espresso Joe's. Tobacco and Brew. All right.
Let's go say hi to Shelly and Joe. They have been incredible and supporters of this station since the day we started.
Thank you so much. Might want to be a supporter and a sponsor of the Swing with a Legend.
You never can bring
some of those things out for the guys or something.
Well,
you know
what? They do this at other times, and they have like cigar bars going out there.
We'll be approaching everyone. The brochures are all finished now. We'll be going to print on them. We're going to be out approaching everyone in the community.
Okay, Rick Bassetti, obviously, if you don't know that voice, general manager of the Colt 45. Is with us. Now, we usually, and we do an hour on this. Now, you're saying, well, how can you do an hour in baseball? Well, frankly, because the season hasn't started and there's so many things that are happening.
Oh, yeah.
All the new things that are happening here. Now, where were we when we left?
Well, we just finished up talking about the Swing with the Legends weekend, and we're talking about the veterans and stuff.
Okay, wait, before we get started, I'm sorry. There's a gentleman on the line that says, hey, you know what? We do have Washington's birthday today.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
Gary, good morning. Thank you.
Good morning. Thanks for calling in.
We said happy birthday earlier, but you've got some other stuff.
Thank you for letting me interfere, and Rick,
no problem.
Wish you a great season, and thanks for doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
Back to the original birthday, George Washington. I have some quotes here that I think are fitting from George.
Okay.
Firearms stand next in importance to the Constitution itself. They are the people's liberty teeth. Number two, when firearms go, all go. We need them every hour. And I'll close with the very atmosphere of firearms anywhere and everywhere restrains evil interference. They deserve a place of honor with all that is good. Those are just a few. So thank you for letting me on the air.
You betcha, Gary. Thank you so much for listening. And you know what? And here's the thing about that is, I'm not getting political here, but the George Washington said it in many other words too, is that you've got to be able to, and he fought this revolution against tyranny, you've got to be able to defend yourself.
Absolutely.
And of course, that's why the Second Amendment is there. Anyway, okay. Going back on. All right. So we've got Rick Pacetti here, and we've got we were talking about the
maybe I could clear up a little bit about our nonprofits and how money goes and where they go and things like that. Anyone that has a nonprofit that wants to come in and sell tickets with us are more than able to. And so if you hear the name of somebody out there, it's because we've been approached. Or we approached them, and they said, yes, we've agreed to sell the tickets, and that's why money goes to different places.
Yeah, you've got the cemetery. You've got a Military Order of Purple Hearts. I think they've got one out there. I think the museum's got one. Or, Northern California Veterans
Museum. All the scholarship programs that we have around here in town. We have we have a number of different groups. You know, Caltrans has a night out there where they sell their tickets for their scholarship program, and I know that they easily raise the money to refill that scholarship fund every night or every year.
Well, you know, I tell you what, it's...
Last year was close to $18,000.
There's nothing secret going on here.
No,
there is nobody.
No,
it's first come, first serve, and
it's all come, all serve.
All come, all serve. You're going to make it work.
Yeah,
and if you know what, you could have two or three different ones
on
that
one
same night.
Yes, exactly.
Well, on 4th of July, we were there putting tickets out. What we were doing was providing them to veterans organizations, selling it. You keep the money, guys.
Yeah.
And then KXE was there with, of course, the fireworks.
Oh yeah.
So I mean, you could have two or three organizations the same night. The big thing is we want to put butts in the seats.
Yep.
And everybody have a great time, and then everybody makes some money off
kids
it.
Have a good time.
Right.
Oh, one of the popular features last year was the laser tag for the kids.
Oh,
out in
my
the park.
Gosh.
Yeah. Was that popular or what?
I loved it.
Yeah.
Had to bump a couple of little kids out of the way,
well,
but it's okay.
Colleen Levitt's bringing her group back again this year, so they're going to be out there. And in November, we were also approved by the Community Services Advisory Commission to go ahead and construct 4 tournament-level bocce courts out there in the park.
Oh,
and so, Sons of Italy, we're working together on this one. I mentioned offline to Linda, you know, we've kind of eased up on the construction projects. We've kind of worn out our volunteers these past 2 years. So this year's everything's a little bit lighter, you know. But next year we'll be adding 100 seats right behind home plate. And so those would be stadium seats. And so that'll be the next construction that we do and still stay within our limits here that we need.
When are you going to build me a spot there for my announcer there so he's not getting when everybody's jumping up and down the seat? It's not pushing him over the side.
When we add those 100, there'll be room up on top for that.
Okay. All
Promise.
Okay, promise. All right. Because right now when people get excited, you know, he's trying to talk and it's bouncing up and down.
But doesn't it? That electricity and that energy goes right through the mic and out to your people.
And I tell you what, these guys out there, they love doing these games. And we're going to have, this year we've got a young man coming in.
Yep.
As soon as we get a hold of him. We've got, of course, Kyle DeFore, which will be out there. And then we've got an intern, a female intern, who is a softball player at a university up in Oregon.
All right.
She's going to be working with us, and she wants to do sports. We're going to have her out there maybe doing the interviews.
Post-game interviews, stuff like
that. Post-game, pre-game, and all that.
Cool.
Yeah.
She's
our volunteers have all, you know, they're excited for the season to get going again.
We're excited.
I really think that the people will, once they get and see some of the games and see the level of play that we are at, it's appreciative, too.
Yeah, this is not high school stuff.
No.
These guys are throwing hard, and they're playing hard. And you know what? It's kind of good to see them get a little bit, you know, get touchy out there.
Emotional.
But, you know, the other thing about it, too, is my grandson sat in the dugout when he was the ball, you know, the bat boy.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't quite old enough to run out and do all the stuff, but he got to sit in there and
so cute.
Everybody treated him well. He came out and he said, "Grandpa, you know, some people were saying bad words." I said, "They were." I said, "The players?" "Oh, no, not the players. There were people behind the dugout." And he said, "Oh, no, players didn't say anything bad." And I'm thinking, well, you know, but that's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, they know they've got these kids in there. And I'm, you know, and
maybe people don't understand. You know, our players are freshmen, sophomores, and juniors in college.
Yeah.
They all have to be on a roster, a current, you know, roster. They have to be academically eligible. And so, you know, these are kids who want to try to get better. And so they work within the community. Our host families.
They stay with community
members.
That's right.
You know, we had a host family meeting the other night, and we just started doing this last year. And our first host family meeting, we had 13 people there.
Wow.
And I think 3 new families who are going to be taking on players. And so, you know, that's what kind of builds this whole community. And that's what these kids will have relationships with those people.
Oh, sure.
For the rest of their lives.
Right.
It's like exchange students.
You know, one of our host families just made the trip back to Notre Dame to be with some of their former players for the opening of their baseball season.
Oh, wow.
And then another kid who they came back, and now they're at Santa Clara with another kid that they were with. So, you know, they follow their kids around. They watch them. They have them back at Christmas time sometimes, you know. And so, and now we've had a couple of retired widow ladies who don't mind the idea of having a young guy around the house for a couple months to make it safe, keep it safe for them. And so if you have any interest in being a host family, again, contact the website. There's places there to do that. And we're really excited
about those kids work around
the
house sometimes, too.
Yeah, they
do.
House rules.
House rules.
We tell all of our host families, you put up your rules. This is what it is. Those kids have to live with it. If there's any issues, let us know. We can straighten it out.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's just real exciting.
It's a great time.
We're looking forward to seeing you guys down there. Linda, I'm looking forward to you singing
so
again
excited.
For us down there.
It's just so organic.
It really is. I mean, there's no pretenses. There's no anything. You know, everybody's like, walking around their flip-flops and their T-shirts.
You'll get this because you're Italian. It's like growing a great tomato.
Oh, yeah.
And then eating it.
Is there
just
anything,
enjoying it on a hot summer day.
Yeah.
Is there
pulling
anything,
it off the vine. Is that the best? That's what it's like.
Is there anything better than a hot dog at a ballpark?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Watermelon.
Watermelon. Well, around here in July, watermelon is good, too.
Those Dreyer's ice creams were pretty good last year, too.
It's just so good. You know, you get everybody, again, you're in a positive, everybody's happy.
Yeah.
And it's a really good feeling for the kids to see this kind of thing go on, and it's building community.
It is.
Building community spirit is what it is, and we need more of that. So thank you so much, Rick, for your hard,
Great work.
Commitment.
Well, we're loving it. We're having fun.
I tell you what, everybody.
Blood pressure's down.
Blood pressure's down. And yours will be, too, if you get yourself a season ticket and go on out and join us at the Colt 45 games.
Thank you, Carl and Linda.
You
thank you very much.
Tomorrow, Haven Humane's coming in along with a lot of other things we're going to be talking about. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Hill, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my
KCNR Shasta ready.
Won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts is remembering the late Antonin Scalia as a colleague of irrepressible spirit. Roberts said today that Scalia was, quote, our man for all seasons, and we will miss him beyond measure. Those comments come as the justices take the bench for the first time since the February 13th death of Scalia. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders says some are describing him as radical, but he says he has some common sense ideas for helping people who are struggling.
As a nation, we are going to invest in jobs and education, not jails or incarceration.
It's still a tough battle for the GOP nomination. RNC Chairman Reince Priebus telling ABC's This Week that once a GOP candidate is officially selected, they will back that candidate.
What will happen is the RNC will join in with that nominee, and we will put together the biggest, which we've already started doing, the biggest ground game and data operation that we've ever seen.